Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient RUGS, R-U-G-G-S, first name Dion, D-I-O-N, the date of birth, September 8, 1975, date of evaluation, April 21st, 2026, referring physician, disability and social service. The identifying information, the claimant identified himself serious, however, he did not present a California driver's license. The chief complaint, 50-year-old male seen for cardiovascular evaluation. The HBI, the patient again is a 50-year-old male who reports an application for a disability period. He reports fatigue and shortness of breath period. He stated that he is unable to walk more than a block without developing dyspnea period. He reports having had dyspnea over the last 2 years and further has history of aortic dissection period. He reports episode of syncope 2 years ago. It was then evaluated at UC period. Since that time, he reports occasional chest pain, which occurs whenever he is trying to do any kind of movement period. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, aortic dissection, next number, pre-diabetes, past surgical history, aortic repair, medications, Jardiance, the patient did not know his medication, but a review of records indicate that he is taking Coreg CR 20 milligrams. Take 2 capsules daily. Naloxone 4 milligrams per ml nasal spray. Senecot 8.6 milligram, take 1 tablet daily. Spironolactone 25 milligram, take 1 tablet daily. Valsartan 160 milligrams, 1 tablet daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, an aunt had cancer. Social history, he reports prior history of cigarette smoking, marijuana, and alcohol, period. Review of systems, he has had both weight loss and gain, period. Eyes, he has dryness. Throat, he reports sore throat. Neck, he has stiffness and pain. Respiratory, he has dyspnea. Cardiovascular, he has palpitations. Gastrointestinal, he has constipation and laxative use. Genitourinary, he has urgency. Neurologic, he has dizziness. Psychiatric, he reports depression. endocrine. He has had abnormal glucose tests. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 153/87, pulse 68, respiratory rate 18, height 70 inches, weight 217 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiac chest exam demonstrates a well-healed midline scar, period. There's normal S1 and S2, period. No S3 is noted, period. Extremities reveal 2+ sitting edema, period. Neuro is non-focal. The impression, this is a 50-year-old male with history of aortic dissection who underwent a type A repair at UCSF on September 1st, 2022, period. Echocardiogram in December of 2022 revealed left ventricle ejection fraction of 45 to 50%, period. There was grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, moderately reduced RV function, and severe biatrial enlargement. He was noted to have a surgically repaired thoracic aorta, period. Since that time, he has had several admissions for hypertensive emergency, period. He was admitted July 1st, 2024 to July 5th for hypertensive emergency. The CT angio of the chest revealed a proximal thoracic aortic aneurysm of 8.3 centimeters, period. He was then prescribed guideline-directed medical therapy, period. The patient has continued with symptoms of dyspnea, fatigue, and shortness of breath, period. His symptoms most likely arise from a combination of uncontrolled blood pressure, systolic dysfunction, and grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, period. The patient has ongoing use of cigarette smoking, marijuana, and alcohol, period. His left ventricular dysfunction is most likely multifactorial, period. In either case, he is unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, pushing, pulling, or bending, given his severe aortic disease, grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, and left ventricular systolic dysfunction. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.